You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenner is here. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us today.
Great being here, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
I'd like to talk about South America to begin with. There have been some rumblings for a while now, and I think we can see this on the map, that at least for 10 or 12 days that parts of Brazil have been a little on the dry side. What do you think?
Well, it certainly has been pretty dry in southern Brazil. About 40% of the first corn crop was drier than normal over the last 30 days, and a similar amount of the soybean crop. That would be a concern if not for the forecast. We do have a lot of rain that will begin to affect that area starting up in about 5 days from now. The reason we're going to see this wetter period is because a cool front is going to drift northward from Argentina, then lay out over southern Brazil, and that will help to ignite a number of thunderstorm clusters. We're looking for fairly heavy rainfall in that region. This would again start in about 5 days from now, and over the 5 to 10 day period, rainfall totals of 2 to 5 inches are fairly probable. So that will essentially wipe out the dryness issue, especially for soybeans. For corn, you could argue that they're in the pollination phase, so some of this dry weather is poorly timed, even if it rains a bit later. It has been pretty hot there lately, but only in the last few days. Prior to the last couple of days when high temperatures topped out at near 100, it was pretty cool out for the 2 weeks previous. So it's just a tricky situation, but nothing alarming at the moment.
Further south in Argentina, are they suffering from dry weather as well?
Well, they were as of mid-November. This is about 30 days ago. A lot of Argentina was dry, but then what happened is that around November 12th, a major rain event hit the entire growing belt, and that wiped out the dryness problem. Since then, it hasn't rained much at all, but it did start to rain a little bit here over the last couple of days, and we're looking for some big totals over the next 5 days. That same setup that we talked about for southern Brazil and into Paraguay is affecting Argentina, or about to affect Argentina, over the next 5 days. So they're looking for some pretty big rains as well. 1 to 2 inches on the low side in the southern growing areas, and 2 to 5 inches in those central and northern areas. So dryness is just not going to be a problem in Argentina or southern Brazil and Paraguay through the end of the month.
Speaking of rains, I take it we're expected to get some rainfall, even right locally here, starting today and tomorrow.
Well, we are, and that's all part of this large warm-up that's been taking place. We had an Arctic air mass in place for most of the last 4 to 5 weeks. That's diminishing now and exiting, and it's being replaced by Pacific origin air. So that air is a lot milder, and because of that, we'll see high temperatures in the 30s, 40s, and 50s over a lot of the next 5 to 10 days. But after that is where the concerns start to develop. It will turn a lot colder, more than likely, just a day or two before Christmas. And the big uncertainty regards how cold is it going to get. We know it will turn colder, but we're just not certain how cold it will be. There's some indications that we could see the coldest air across North America dip into parts of the northern U.S., but that's not a certainty by any means. At the same time, there's still some indications that we'll see a pretty big warm-up in the southern U.S. In the end, what that typically leads to is a very sharp north-south temperature gradient across the Midwest, with very cold air in the north, very warm air in the south. That is a recipe for a winter storm or two. But again, this is all 10 to 14 days out. And until then, there's just not a whole lot going on.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.